And now the part of the program that I think we've all been waiting for. Before I begin the introduction of our Rav Shlita, I'm going to ask Michiel, I'm going to ask forgiveness of the Rebbetzin. Our honorees tonight are equally the Rav and the Rebbetzin, but my remarks are going to bear a certain bias toward the Rav. It's a bias born of love, and I hope you'll forgive me. Many of us here tonight recall Rav Chaim Zatzal's speech at the last bris that the Rav and Rebbetzin made in the old shul on Ocean Avenue. Zehakot gadol yir, Rav Chaim said poetically, speaking not only of the Rachanimu, but also of our new shul, and also about our new Rav. How completely Rav Chaim's bracha has become true. I'm not qualified to sit here tonight and to speak about the Rav's godless in Torah. No one here is, with the exception perhaps of Rabbi Leif. But I do feel qualified to speak about our Rav's godless as a person. I've been privileged to have a connection with many of our Gedolim, and I've often wondered about them as I have wondered about our Rav. What precisely makes them so different from the rest of us? Our Rav possesses extraordinary and unusual intellectual abilities, but truth be told, one can find such abilities in the non-Torah world. Our Rav has otherworldly energy that mere mortals can't muster. But here too, outside of the Kosle HaTorah and Kosle HaYeshiva, you can see it, as we say, Anu Amelim Vehem Amelim. Our Rav exhibits a sense of discipline and responsibility in his entire life and every day that the rest of us couldn't handle for a week or even a day. But again, there are examples outside the world of Torah. To me, what sets our Rav apart are not these qualities, but his overwhelming and his all-encompassing Avas Yisrael. The Rav has an Avas Yisrael that compels him and propels him to give and to help and to give and to help and to help some more. It doesn't stop, ever. An Avas Yisrael that always causes him to ask, what can I do? And never to ask, what has this other person done or what will he do for me? An Avas Yisrael that always says, is there more that I can help this person with? And never focusing on what I've already done or what others are doing to help. An Avas Yisrael that looks at every single request for assistance as an opportunity to do more and never as an obligation to shirk. An Avas Yisrael that acts as a filter and a guide for that awesome intellect, that endless energy, and that incredible sense of responsibility and discipline. An Avas Yisrael that means that we of us in this Kehila, we in Shul who know the Rav every single day and night, we in Shul who know the private Rabbi Reisman, we love and we cherish and we respect him even more than those who know the public Rabbi Reisman. It's no secret that ours is among the most diverse shuls in Flatbush. We aren't easily pigeonholed, and we certainly aren't all the same. What we do share is an unqualified love for the Rav. Without a doubt, every single person in this Kehila loves the Rav, and every single one knows that the Rav loves them. And every person here has experienced that love in a unique and special way. The Gemara in Brachos relates that when the Elazar was sick, Rabbi Yochanan went to visit him, and after Rabbi Yochanan rolled up his sleeve and exposed his arm, the room lit up. The room was illuminated. And Rav Shach comments on this somewhat strange incident with two observations with important lessons to us. First, Rav Shach notes that that which is concealed often shines brightest. Rabbi Yochanan rolled up his sleeve, and the part of him that was normally hidden, the arm, was now revealed, and the room was illuminated. The Rav has rolled up his sleeve for us countless times, metaphorically and actually. Each of us have experienced that special kindness. Each of us have had a unique chesed visited upon us, and each of us have received a custom-made help that only the Rav supplies. Those acts, each revealed only to a few, but otherwise hidden from the rest of us, shine brightest in our memories. And tonight, we remember them, and we all say thank you to the Rav for them. But Rav Shach draws another lesson from the incident between Rav Elazar and Rav Yochanan. He asks, why did the light emanate from Rav Yochanan's arm and not his face? His face was revealed. And Rav Shach answers that we often fail to see the light from that which is regularly revealed to us. We get familiar with it, we get used to it, and we take it for granted. And so tonight, after 25 years, we recommit ourselves to our appreciation for the Rav and Rebbetzin, to their leadership, to their teaching, to their Torah, and to their continued aspirations for us. Tonight, we gather to say thank you for the Rav, for your quarter century of Avas Yisrael directed toward us, and if I can be a little bit corny, we repay it tonight with our own display of Ahavas Yisrael. Because each of us tonight surely has a deep, deep, deeply held feeling of Avas Yisrael. Rav, we all love you. We learned during the Mishmah, it takes 40 years to fully appreciate a Rebbe. Now, Rav, you know we're not always the quickest, and so I think it's going to take more than 15 more years for us to really get it right with you. We look forward to spending each and every one of those years together with you. My bakasha from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my bracha to Kol HaKol HaKadosh Hazeh, is that we all be blessed with the good fortune and the great wisdom to continue to learn from our Rav and Rebbetzin, and to be led by them, and to grow with them. Ad bias kol tzedek, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen. Before I ask the Rav to come up to give his remarks, I am going to ask two members of the shul whose efforts over the years and for this event have been meaningful and have benefited us all, Mayor Gelman and Gary Eichmann, please come up and make a special presentation to the room.
Last time I addressed our Kehillah was 1993, 22 years ago, at the building construction dinner. I feel honored and humbled to be standing here addressing you all tonight. I remember 23 years ago, I was standing next to Rav Tom Zatzal, and he gave me a little check since at the time I was the treasurer. He said, I'd like to give you a little donation to the shul, but I have a problem. I said, Rebbe, what's the problem? He says, the shul has so many names, I don't know who to make it out to. So I'm going to give you a blank check, and you fill in the name. I said, it will be my pleasure. Beth Chavez, the Parsha described the Aron HaKodesh, was made of gold and wood. Rashi and Yuma explains that Bezalel made three aronos, two of gold and one of wood. The outer layer was gold, inside was wood, and then another layer of gold in the inner chamber after the wood. One reason given for this is to represent the splendor of Torah on the outside, as well as the inside that held the Torah and the Nukos, but also to represent the Anibus, the humility that must accompany Torah. When I think of our shul, it is truly represented by the Aron HaKodesh. Our shul has come a long way since the humble beginnings. We are now gold on the outside with a beautiful building that stands proud in the neighborhood as a Makom Torah. But it's truly humble at heart, like the wood inside the Aron, and with humility expressed by those inside our golden shul building, are the hearts of gold that hold the Torah. We are indeed the Aron with two parts of gold and one of wood. And we have the Rav to thank for this. Through his efforts, he maintains and always reminds us of the humble beginnings. He encourages us to become gold, but to never forget the wood. We may be a grand shul, we are still close at heart, like the small steeple on Ocean Avenue, where the water is dripping on the tables, and we were sitting on both sides of the tables so we could talk a little. The Aron is also Eino Min Hamida. It knows no bounds. Doesn't take up space. Our shul, through the Rav's leadership, helped us transcend past Avenue S and East 22nd Street. We have members in Muncie, in Baltimore, in Eretz Yisrael, who continue to maintain a relationship with our shul and the Rav. Our chesed and stucha has reached borders beyond Flatbush, out to Gaza, Russia, and even further. The shiurim given by our Rav are heard around the world. The shul is truly the Aron that is Eino Min Hamida. It knows no bounds. We also find a nach that the Aron was brought out to war. It reminds us of who is truly in control and that any fight without the Torah perspective has absolutely no chance of winning. The Rav is our Kohen Gadol, who leads us through our battle of Golos with the Aron of Torah in our hands. Never letting us lose the Torah perspective. The Rav has helped us inspire beyond our expectations. He has helped us and our families learn, grow, and develop in Ruchnius. He also helps us maintain humility of the wood of the Aron. On behalf of the Shul, we thank and express our greatest apprehension to the Rav and Rebbetzin for leading us, teaching us, inspiring us to work with humility and Godless Torah together so that we can better ourselves, our families, and those around us, both close and far.
The Rebbe and Rebbetzin may not care about worldly possessions, but we in the Shul felt it was necessary to present them with a tangible and lasting symbol of our gratitude and appreciation for all that they do. It is therefore our pleasure to present the Rebbe and Rebbetzin with this very special menorah, which we hope will burn brightly on East 19th Street for many decades to come. Some may wonder, why a menorah? Let me give you 8 answers to that question. Don't worry, they're all short. As treasurer, I would say the number one answer is that menorahs are on sale this time of year. After all, nothing says Simchas Purim quite like a menorah. Second, at the Shul Chanukah Sabayas dinner 20 years ago, the Rebbe presented Moshe Rosenthal with a menorah. So he must think that menorahs make a good gift. Third, the Rebbe loves Reb Tzadik, and if Reb Tzadik can come to appreciate Hasidus in midlife, the Rebbe could at least handle a Rebbe's menorah. Fourth, there are exactly 144 member families in our Shul, and 8 branches on the menorah. 144 divided by 8 is 18, which means that each branch of the menorah represents 18 families, which is kind of neat until we get a new member. Fifth, the menorah reminds us of the miracle of the flames that kept on burning. And this gift of the menorah signifies our appreciation for the boundless, and as Avi mentioned, otherworldly energy that the Rav devotes to the shul and to each of us. Sixth, we light the candles of the menorah in ascending order, because Ma'alin B'Kodesh Ve'Einan Marida. And that is the message of our Rav and Rebbetzin, always prodding us to improve and grow in our Torah and Avodah. Seventh, the menorah was carved out of a single solid block of gold after Hashem provided Moshe with a vision of the form it should take. The Rav and Rebbetzin have a firm vision of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from each of us, and they have spent a quarter century molding us in that image. Eighth, Torah Zu Ora and Ora Zu Torah. Both the Rav and the light of the menorah symbolize Torah. And finally, because there's a shamash, here is the 9th reason. A menorah is unique in that we instruct it how to perform the mitzvah in a manner that is mahadrin min hamahadrin. And nothing symbolizes mahadrin min hamahadrin better than our Rav and Rebbetzin. They are truly the best. For these reasons and so many, many more, it is our pleasure, our privilege, and our honor to present this token of appreciation to the Rav and Rebbetzin. We ask the Rav to please come up at this time and join us.